This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Bob Stilwa. He is the chairman of Simlatis Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Simlatis manufactures and sells a product line of audio and video systems for the broadcasting industry. The company is going to launch a new immersive broadcast system called the IBS in 2017. The standard industrial classification for some Simlatis is the SIC 3663 for radio and television broadcasting. Bob, thank you for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Give my listeners a little bit of a history of your company and what you guys are all about.
Well, our company was founded 19 years ago under a different name. At that time, the plan was to build equipment for radio and television stations, which we are continuing to do today. In some cases, at that time, television stations were beginning to go to HD broadcasting, digital broadcasting.
Absolutely.
There were still a lot of requirements for analog equipment, and some of the major equipment manufacturers had discontinued those products, so we began to manufacture them instead. We have continued throughout the 19 years developing new products along the line. We also are producing and selling some high-definition products ourselves.
You know, I look back at your 10Q, and correct me if I'm wrong, your third quarter was about 10 times the revenue of your second quarter. Was most of that revenues domestic, or did a lot of revenues come internationally?
It primarily was domestic this time around. It varies from quarter to quarter and from week to week and that sort of thing, depending on who needs equipment and where they're located.
You know, I asked you to come on the show for a couple of reasons. You know, we have over 100,000 Twitter followers that follow Uptick Newswire and the CEOs that come on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about your new launch of your new product called the new Immerse Broadcast System, the IBS, and when is that going to be coming out in 2017?
It will be coming out late 2017. There's still a lot of design yet to go on it. We're still in the paper stages on it. Basically, it is every one of our products and every one of the products of our competitors requires an engineer to walk up to the piece of equipment and push a button or turn a knob.
Right.
Basically, what we are going to be doing with this is allowing him to control that piece of equipment from a remote location, a smartphone in his home, virtual reality goggles on Lanai in Maui, or wherever he is at that precise moment.
And so let me ask you this. Let's talk about some of your products and who are your customers. I was reading on some of your 8Ks about this SyncPal. Can you tell us a little bit about some more about your products and who exactly is your customer?
Well, the customers over the past years have been everyone from NBC, CBS, ABC, DirecTV, WWE, major broadcasters, along with independent stations, local stations, churches, boards of education, school systems. We have one customer who produces oil exploration platforms for offshore drilling. They buy some of our equipment to be able to connect with their cameras that are down in the submersibles.
Wow.
No, it's just you don't think of it necessarily in that way.
That's true.
But everywhere there is a television, and I mean a television camera, and I'm not talking about the high school kid who shoots the weddings or
right.
That sort of thing, but I'm talking about a real honest-to-goodness television camera. Everywhere in the world that there is a television camera, our product could be utilized in conjunction with that.
Wow. My guest today is Bob Stilwy. He is the chairman of Simlattice Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Proceed on, Bob. Sorry about that.
Okay. We were talking about the SyncPal. There is an irritation, and you sit at home and you watch a program, and the voice or the sound comes to your ear before the lips move on the actor on the screen.
I've seen that.
And this is referred commonly to out of sync.
Right.
Basically, the SyncPal equipment will allow the operator, the broadcast operator, to adjust or delay the audio in order to be to provide an in-sync picture and sound when it arrives at the home viewer. Unfortunately, an awful lot of viewers who become irritated with that will change TV stations.
And I'm one of them.
TV station obviously loses a customer or a viewer at that point.
Absolutely. You know, let's change gears here for a second, and I don't mean to throw you a curveball, but let's talk about the internet. And there's more, and to me, it's one of the fastest growing segments in media. People doing podcasts like we're doing, people doing visual shows. Sometimes the voice don't link up with the words. Are you guys penetrating that market?
We haven't at this point, although it is something that we certainly will be looking into. Whether the podcasting and that sort of thing will be able to use the specific piece of equipment that we have, or whether we're going to have to redesign it, we don't know at this point yet. But it is an area that certainly would be able to utilize our type of equipment, yes.
Are there any future ideals that you can share with our listeners about the growth of your company? You know, we're almost at the end of the fourth quarter here, going into 2017.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the growth of the company will be based on the smartphone and the IBS or immersive broadcast studio operation or design. That will be where we are looking for. That will be where we are looking to proceed in 2017.
Correct me if my numbers are wrong here, but last quarter you guys did over $50,000 in revenue for that quarter.
Yes.
So are we on the trend of going up? Can we see some more of that growth here in the fourth quarter and so forth?
Well, as I say, it varies depending on the requirements of the. Of the television station. Coming to the end of the year, the television station, along with every homeowner and everything else, is looking at the end of the year and saying, do I have any extra money left over, or won't I have any money until the beginning of the year?
Right.
And the television station has to make up its mind, just like the homeowner does, as to whether he's got a little bit extra to spend before the end of the year, the Christmas, if you would. Or whether he's going to have to hold off until after the first paycheck in January in order to be able to do anything. And the same thing, the television station has to do the same thing. And so it varies. It fluctuates. There is no really hot season or cold season as far as sales are concerned.
My guest today is Bob Stilwy. He is the chairman of Simlattice Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. In closing here, Bob, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Well, a couple of the latest press releases, if you would, report revenues and progress with the immersive broadcast studios. I would tell them to look at the latest couple. We talk also about with the SyncPal that I spoke about, there is a major broadcast studio in Los Angeles that will be beta testing the unit the first part of 2017.
Your stock price is about 0.3 cents. It sounds like to me you guys are very undervalued here.
We would like to be have a higher stock price, obviously. It's going to have to depend on what the market sees in us and how we can produce.
Some Lattice Corp has been our guest host today for talking about their company. The guest that we have is Bob Stilwell. He's the chairman, and they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SIML. Bob, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show today. We're going to check back with you in a couple months to see how things are going. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Herbert.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.